Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, inspired listeners, and welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Well, today we have a very special show ahead of us because it is the first of its kind. Since we've never explored Native American spirituality and principles up until today, so what a blessing it's going to be to learn about different aspects of spirituality. But I want to start by asking our listeners today, are you being a beneficial presence on this planet? I really love this question. I have a feeling we're going to spend some time talking about this in greater detail today, as this is taken directly from our special guest today's website, which is CynthiaMRuiz.com. But first, I'm Kim Thalkin, founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia, and also in Encino, California, where my goal and the goal that I spend time working on with my clients is to raise consciousness one soul at a time. And if there's anything that I can do to help transform your life in the way, through readings, energy healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, I would be honored to do so. I really love the work that I do, and I love the people that I get to work with. You can find me at lovefirst.info, and I would love to hear from you. So with me every week is my wonderful co-host who knows how to put a smile on my face, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector in Seattle, Washington. Mark, how you doing today?
Hi, Kim. Hello, inspired listeners all around the globe listening in for another Wisdom Wednesday, and we're going to get a lot of wisdom today as well, talking about Cherokee wisdom and spiritual leadership. It's going to be very fun, and I am looking forward to this show. But just want to thank our inspired listeners for tuning in every Wednesday with us. We're here every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern for Inspired Living Radio. And we have a good time. We have amazing guests. We do a lot of spiritual awesomeness. Like Kim said, my name is Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from the rainy Seattle, Washington. I'm hoping that we get some sun sooner or later here since it is April. I know it's spring showers, but it is the first show of April. And just want to let our inspired listeners know of what's coming up for Inspired Living Radio and how you can work with us and find us online. You can follow our Facebook page right now and engage with the show live. You can ask questions there. Just look for Inspired Living Radio. You can also follow us at Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us. That's the number 4. You can also join our Google Plus Communities page, Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. And if you don't catch the live show right now, you can always catch an encore show of Inspired Living Radio over on iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud. I have my favorite shows at marklanehart.com and, of course, the awesome platform of Om Times Radio Archives. It is April, Kim, and we have a new positive affirmation, and we thought it would be fun because of the guests that we have on our show for the month of April. A lot of it's going to be focused in on self-healing, so Kim and I thought it would be beneficial to have a positive affirmation for the month of April that actually talks about self-healing. And the Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation for this month is, I love myself in totality and I radiate energy. Again, let me say that. I love myself in totality, and I radiate energy. And we definitely need that for today and what's going on all around the world. So want to let the Inspired listeners also know that I have, for the month of April, I have an upcoming gallery, a public demonstration of mediumship this Friday at A Path to Avalon in Arlington, Washington, here in the Pacific Northwest. And I also have a spiritual workshop on Saturday, April 8th, Whispers from the Other Side, where you can work on your spiritual path, work with your mediumship. And I'll be up at A Path to Avalon this week up in Arlington, Washington. And Kim, I'm excited to announce I'm going on a mini tour. I'm going to be heading to Boston next month for my first public demonstration of mediumship and a spiritual workshop. And then I'm heading to Denver in June and also up to Canada in June. So I have a mini tour coming up. So if you want to find out more about the work that I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest of Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com. You can do an internet search for The Intuitive Prospector. You can find me at Best American Psychics, and you can find me every Monday morning for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays with Mark over on Om Times Magazine. Kim, back to you.
Yes, Mark, there's a lot of exciting things going on. We're still hoping to get you out this way, too, down in the southeast of Virginia.
I would love to come out here.
It would be fun. It would be a fun time. So just for our Inspired listeners, we are in conversation about how to make that happen. And today we are going to be talking about the 12 lessons for becoming a powerful leader, and talking about principles that are rooted in Native American traditions, which is really interesting to me because I too have some Native American in my background, Iroquois Indian, and I don't know much about Native American spirituality. I know that I have some Native Americans in spirit that work with me in the spiritual work that I do, but I'm very excited to talk to our special guest today, who is Cynthia M. Ruiz. And she is an author, a professor, a commissioner, an inspirational speaker, and leadership expert. She's doing some great work out there in my hometown of LA. She has received over 50 accolades and awards for her leadership and service to Los Angeles. It's wonderful. She currently serves as the LA commissioner, overseeing a multi-billion-dollar pension portfolio for city employees. And she has over 20 years of experience teaching and also in public speaking. And she has appeared in the movie Discover the Gift with His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. I know that she's a big supporter of Agape, which is a wonderful center in Los Angeles. And we are so happy to have you here, Cynthia. Thank you for being on Inspired Living with Mark and Kim today.
Welcome, Cynthia.
Well, hello, Mark and Kim and all your Inspired listeners. I just want to say how grateful I am to have this opportunity to speak with you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice to hear. Well, we're grateful to have you on today. And you come from a pretty interesting background, and I love how you use your ethnicity, I guess, to inspire you in the work that you do, and using those principles that you have found that have really helped support you on your path and help teach others how it can help them on their path too. So talk to us a little bit about your background and your family history tell us a little bit about your background and your family history and how that's inspired you to be the leader that you are today.
Well, thanks for that question, Kim. So I come from two cultures. I'm half Latina. My dad was Mexican, and I say was because he's made his transition. And then on my mom's side, we're Native American Cherokee. We are registered members of the Cherokee Nation. And in Native world, that's a big deal. My grandmother was born in Oklahoma in Indian Territory. And I like to say that I get my passion for life and love for music and dance from my Latina side, but I get my spirituality, love for Mother Earth from my Native side. And so I am just at the point in my life where I feel I have the best of both worlds. I didn't always feel that growing up, because growing up in the inner city of Los Angeles, I didn't speak Spanish, so I didn't fit in with the Latinos necessarily. And then on my Native American side, because I'm an urban Indian, not necessarily a reservation Indian, I felt a little bit disconnected. But I always attended powwows. Ceremony is very important to me. And as I have gone through life and gone on my spiritual journey, I have really connected with my Native American ancestors. And what I share in the book is what the Cherokees consider attributes of leadership. And so I think that everybody has the ability to be a powerful leader, because we're leaders in our family, in our work, in our social circles. So we all have the ability to be leaders. So I share what we consider a leader. And for example, one of the most important things to me is integrity. Have integrity in everything that you do. And the way that the Cherokees defined integrity is doing the right thing even when no one else is watching. Because sometimes it's easy to do the right thing if you other people are watching, but when it's just you and the Creator. Now, I use the term Creator because of my Native side, but I can always also say God, universal consciousness. Mm-hmm. To me, it doesn't matter what term you use. It all is a higher power that we all have access and connected to.
Well, I have to say, Cynthia, that is just a beautiful description of how you got to where you are today. There's just a couple of questions that have come up as you were talking. There's a lot of information there. But number one, I mean, without getting into politics, it's very nice to hear. Oh, and there we go. See, time flies when we're having fun. So that's the first cue for our first break. But we are going to take these next 2 minutes and regroup after the two-minute break and continue on with this insightful conversation with our guest, Cynthia M. Ruiz. Stay with us.
The future of Internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Have you been searching for perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Cynthia M. Ruiz. And as I was saying earlier, Cynthia, you talked about the importance of integrity. And it doesn't matter what line of work you're in or what it is you do in the world, but to live your life with integrity is such an important concept and thing for us to do. And it's especially promising to hear that that's the way you are leading in the position that you have, which is in politics and leadership. So it's very promising to hear that. And I'd love to hear more about, you talked about your background in Native American background and how that, and also the, your Latina background too, but you'd mentioned how the Native American aspect of your background has helped you to connect to Mother Earth, which is in today's world so very important, because there's so much that's going on out there that awareness that is needed to appreciate Mother Earth, to protect her and to respect her, and we're not seeing that a lot of times.
Right. Well, Cherokees believe in harmony and balance. Everything has a divine order, and everything should be in harmony and balance. And with the spirituality, we pray. Now, in most Native American tribes, and in the United States, there's about 570 federally recognized tribes. Most tribes pray in the four directions, the four cardinal directions. That would be east, south, west, and north. But with the Cherokees, we have a more three-dimensional view of the world, and we actually pray in seven directions. So in addition to the four cardinal directions, we also pray above, kind of being connected to the Creator, below, which means we're connected to Mother Earth, and then at center, so having an acknowledgement that we are part of the universe and there's a oneness. So I think for me, it's so important for us to really go back to simplicity. Our lives are so complicated today. If you want to be complicated, just watch the news and it gets very complicated. But simplicity is so important. So Los Angeles, you know, is not known for a hiking city, but I hike on a regular basis. I go out in Mother Nature and meditate and really just connect with, you know, the earth and the trees and everything that Mother Nature has to offer, and it really rejuvenates me.
Yes, I could see that to be very, very true, because we're connecting to Source through Mother Nature, since Source created that which surrounds us. So, and having come from Los Angeles, I know that to be true too. Los Angeles does actually have some beautiful trails to hike on, so that is wonderful that you can spend some of your time doing that. Now, you do a lot of different things. You know, I was on your website, and it looks like you have your own. Yeah, I mean, you've done more than the 12 lessons for becoming a powerful leader, which is certainly our focus today. All of the messages that are in there, but you've written another book, and you have your own, I believe, a TV channel as well for women, right?
Right. So the Wise Latina Network is a platform that I use to reach my Latina side, and it's all about women empowerment. And I believe that we're right now in the time of the divine feminine. And so as we move into this time of divine feminine, I really want to empower women. Now, I do want to say, Mark, that when I say that we're in the time of the divine feminine, this is no disrespect to the men or masculine. But I believe that the masculine has controlled for so many years. And with the rise of the divine feminine, we're coming back into balance. So I just want to, I always, you know, give that little preface that with the men, I don't, you know, I mean any disrespect to the men, but I do believe that the women are really on the rise right now. And as women being on the rise, what does that bring? That brings compassion. That brings more healing. That brings nurturing into the world. And those are qualities that I feel are very important to bring us back to a good balance in this world.
Oh, absolutely. I can appreciate what it is that you say. And certainly both the masculine and the feminine energy have so many beautiful qualities about each, that why wouldn't we want to have both, both to pull from? So I like how you bring our attention to that, coming back into greater balance. So what would you say, Cynthia? I know that you say that we each innately possess leadership ability, because some people don't think of themselves as leaders.
And I acknowledge that. But for example, if you're a parent, because I know a lot of your inspired listeners are, but if you're a parent, you're a leader, because your children are watching what you do. So many times we can actually lead by example and not even know it. One example I shared in the book is I was actually out getting some food, and there was a gentleman in front of me, Payne, and he looked a little disheveled. He could have been homeless. And he came up short, paying for his meal. So I just jumped into action, took a few dollars out of my wallet, and gave it to him. What I didn't realize is behind me was a mother and a young girl, and she looked about 7 or 8. She saw what I did, so she asked her mother for a dollar and went and gave it to the man and said, "Here, I hope you can afford your food. I hope you can eat tonight." Well, we all looked at each other and had a moment. What I didn't realize is that they were even behind me in line. So a lot of times we have to realize, even if you're not a parent, the young people do watch what the adults do, and they mimic our behavior, good or bad. So we all have the responsibility to be good leaders and lead by example, and we're leaders if we know it or not.
And that's a really good point, Cynthia, just because you never know who is watching. And that's part of the integrity that you were talking about, right? You never know who's watching you, whether it's a neighbor or a parent or a child. And I wanted to say, going back to your point on the divine feminine, is I've always looked at, you know, words like father, mother, brother, sister. What is the one word that has all those combined? Her. So I totally appreciate the divine feminine.
And as a parent, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, too, for our inspired listeners, because I don't think Cynthia will actually bring this up on her own, but I did want to point out that she does donate 10% of her royalties to nonprofit, which is GTWT, also stands for Girls Today, Women Tomorrow. So if you want to check out that site at gtwt.org, check that out. That's something Cynthia gives back and pays forward as well. So I just wanted to point that out as far as integrity goes.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for that, because I believe in the law of reciprocity. What you put out is what comes back to you. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't do things to get things, but it's a universal law, and I'm so blessed in my life. I just got back from Hawaii and had a beautiful vacation. But all those blessings,
very nice,
I share with others, especially the next generation, and it all comes back. I mean, as we know, there's energy flows. And so I, with my first book, too, I donated a percentage of my royalties to Agape. You mentioned Agape earlier, Kim. I attend services there, and their youth program I gave money to. And so it's about turning around, giving back, being that beneficial presence. And the more I do that, the more I receive, not only monetary, but in love and support. And I just am so mm-hmm. grateful for all the blessings I receive.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because it's more than just money, right? It's the blessings we receive, the love, the healing, you know, helping others, being inspired. That's actually, you can't put a dollar sign on that. And I've always said that with the spiritual work I do as well. And just commend you for your leadership. And we're going to be getting into the second half of the show here in just a few minutes. But I want to start talking about leadership today. And, you know, with all of the chaos that surrounds us, whether you're in Seattle, L.A., around the world, from our leaders, how can we, you know, using the Cherokee philosophy and wisdom through this book, how do we improve our leadership and what we're doing for our planet, for society, for others?
Well, one of the attributes in leadership that we value is being humble. I believe that you can be humble and confident at the same time. We get into trouble so many times, we as a general society, because our leaders are being driven by their ego, not by service. And so if we can really just remind our leaders that, you know, especially the elected people, they're there to serve us and to serve society. And so they really need to be more humble and more grounded if they're going to be strong leaders, in my opinion.
Yeah. And we see a lot of corruption today in all politics. And I've actually looked up the word politics, and the root word actually means community. But when people talk about politics, it actually it's just the opposite, or it carries that energy where people don't even want to talk about it or come together to improve our community. Do you think that leaders have a difficulty with integrity and being humbled and, you know, obviously a huge ego because that's part of the environment? How do you think they feel about their integrity? I guess is where I'm going with this.
Just to add to that real quickly,
Mark, the leaders of no matter what position they're, no matter who they're leading, they're CEOs of companies and charitable organizations, all of which are leaders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in my experience, in politicians, what happens is that society, we put them on pedestals. And then what happens is their egos get inflated. We really worship them. And then they surround themselves by yes people. And then they think they're above the law. And that's where you see so much corruption, which is so unfortunate. But I think we have to hold our electeds accountable. My experience has been in the private world where actually our corporations are leading the way, and that's being driven by the millennials, and they hold the corporations accountable for the dollars they spend, and they want the corporations to be a socially conscious corporation and give back. So it's in this one situation where the private sector is actually leading the public sector, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, the millennials are definitely a game changer for how corporations are changing their culture and their environment. I, too, have worked in both the public and private sectors, and I've seen it on both sides. But great point, Cynthia. We're going to be going to our second break here in literally just a few seconds. But if you want to check out the work that she's doing, please head over to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, and you can go to Amazon and get her book, Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons for Becoming a Powerful Leader, Self-Help Principles Rooted in Native American Traditions. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live.
For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back, Inspired listeners. This is Inspired Living Radio on OM Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. If you want to call in with your questions for our very special guest today, you can call in at 1-202-570-7057. That's here in the United States. Feel free to also post a question on our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. Kim or myself are monitoring both and would love to talk with you if you have a question for our very special guest today, author, professor, commissioner, inspirational speaker, and leadership expert, Cynthia M. Ruiz. And Cynthia, I wanted to pick up after the break talking about fear, if we could. We have a lot of fear around the world, here in the United States, the fear of terror, the fear of failure, the fear or fear of missing out, what I call FOMO. I wanted to talk about how that applies to leadership and, how can we get over how do we overcome fear when asserting leadership and how do people get around that fear-based energy?
Well, Mark, fear is a very powerful emotion. And fear is normal if your life is in danger. But most of the fear that we experience actually exists in our head. And like you mentioned, there's fear of failure, mm-hmm. fear of success, fear of not fitting in, fear of not being liked, and the list goes on and on and on. And so I think with fear, the easiest thing to do, and it's easier said than done, is you just got to walk through your fear, because once you get to the other side, you realize it wasn't as bad as you anticipated. And there's no easy way to do it. I wish I had a formula to say this can dissolve your fear, but it doesn't work like that. You just got to face your fear and walk through it. And I love the healing affirmation that you have for this month. I love myself. And so when you have fear, because there's a duality to everything in life, and so when you have fear, what's the opposite of fear? To me, it's confidence. So let go mm-hmm. of the fear and start having more confidence in your life and love yourself in totality, and radiate that positive energy. Because like I said, we all have fear, and the fear can stop you in your tracks.
Yeah, and it can also be your compass to point you in a direction you never thought you could go by overcoming that fear.
Exactly. But I want to go back to what we were talking about before the break, and we were talking about a lot of leadership these days. And I think one of the important attributes that I talk about in the book is respectful. Each and every one of us is on our own individual journey. As we all know, mm-hmm. we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So because everybody has their individual journey, to me, respect is so important, because I respect you that you have a different opinion than my opinion. I don't have to agree mm-hmm. with you, but I can respect that it's different. What happens today in today's world, so many people are just stuck on wanting to be right and forcing their opinions onto others. So if we had mm-hmm. more universal respect for other people's opinions, I think the world would be a much better place.
Yes. Yes. What more can you say to that? But yes, that's absolutely true. And I think that's one of our greatest lessons, is to learn to love each other through our differences. And it's been a challenge in the last couple years for folks to do that, especially is what I've noticed. It's a real big lesson, I think, for humanity. But as you're talking about leadership in today's world, and I want to go back real quick to your example of how the child behind you took note of what you did. And first of all, being a mom myself, our children pick up much more than we even realize. And then they do something like that, and you think, oh, my goodness, they really watch everything, say, hear everything that we say. But it's also a beautiful thing to know that you don't have to hold a CEO title or even a leadership title to be able to positively influence someone in your life in ways that you may not even realize until a situation like that happens, which is, I think, a real blessing.
Well, I have to say, back in January, I had a proud mom moment. I have one son, and he's grown now. And back in January, we had the Women's March, which was worldwide. In Los Angeles, we had 750,000 people come together. And so, of course, I planned to go with me and all my friends. But my son called me up, and he said, Mom, I'm going to go to the Women's March and support women's rights and diversity. And I was like, wow, I raised a man that just on his own can support that. And I was like so proud. It really made me a proud mom.
Yeah, I could see where that would, you know, where children get older and they can make their own decisions, and then they make a choice that makes us happy. And we like to think that, you know, we had some role in that, some part in that. And the world is a better place because of that. So that is a wonderful, must have been a wonderful feeling to have that.
So one thing else I wanted to talk about that I mentioned in the book, one of the other attributes of a leader, is be strong. Now, when I talk about being strong, most people think of physical strength, and that's one aspect. But I really see this as a multi-pronged approach to strength. You have to be emotionally strong, physically strong, and spiritually strong. Now, we all carry around emotional baggage that we've accumulated through our life, and it comes out in the form of anger, resentment, guilt, shame. We have all this stuff, so it's about releasing that emotional baggage. And then with the physical, it's about, to me, it means eating healthy and exercising. And one day I want to go on a guided hike with Mark, because I know he does that.
And so do I.
I love it. Come on up, Pacific Northwest. I love it.
And then spiritually strong is very important. And to be spiritually strong, I have a spiritual practice, because just like in everything else in life, you have to practice. It's not where you all of a sudden one day wake up and you're spiritual. You have to continue that. So there's three things to my spiritual practice. When I first wake up in the morning, I do my gratitude list. What am I grateful for? And then throughout the day, I pray and I meditate. What I like to say is prayer is talking to the Creator, and meditation is listening to the Creator. So that's my spiritual practice that keeps me grounded and keeps me going every day. It keeps me strong.
Well, I'll tell you, I can imagine why, because the powerful things to incorporate into, especially when you do it on a daily basis, it really helps to keep you on track no matter what may be going on around you. But I'm a big advocate of that too, just because I've seen the benefits of all three of those things in my own life. And you know, when you pray and you meditate, gratitude just is like a natural byproduct of what comes with that. And in all ways, life gets better. So thank you for sharing that. But you also talk about the importance of having mental strength. So how have you used mental strength in your life? And, you know, the mind is so powerful. I know this just through the hypnotherapy work that I do, but just my general understanding of how powerful the mind is. And so how does one build up their own mental strength, and how has that helped you?
Well, one thing that I didn't talk about very much is that I've had many, many challenges in my life. We all have challenges, and challenges can range from, you know, I went through a divorce, I was in a physically abusive marriage, I've lost people that I love deeply, and so we all have these challenges. But to me, the mental strength gets me through that, and I realize that everything in life is temporary, and I realize that, you know, it will get better. And really just goes back to my core is believing in yourself and loving yourself and being happy with yourself. And the challenges, every challenge that I've had, I look for the lesson. What lesson am I supposed to be learning out of this experience? Because a lot of people say, oh, well, Cynthia, you have this great life. Well, of course I have a great life, but I also have challenges in my life. And the challenges that I had growing up, I had to let all that emotional baggage go so I could be happy and healthy today. So emotional strength is so important to just to keep going no matter what, and realizing that we are on this earth for a short period of time, so you just have to get the most out of it, be happy. And I like to say you're the CEO of your life, shaped by the choices you make, so make good choices. And every day we have the opportunity to make new choices.
Isn't that the truth? The choices that we make bring in the experiences that we have. And I love how you focus on, or you emphasize that everything in life is temporary. So even when we're going through a challenging time, it's not going to be forever. And I think that what people would notice too in the course of their own lives is that life has a really interesting way of working itself out. It's kind of amazing how that happens, but it does seem to take care of itself. And I think that if we remember that, it's a hopeful message that whatever, you know, hardship we're going through is not going to be, it's not going to be forever. And I'm just curious, how did the Cherokees look at challenges in life, hardships, difficulties? Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. That is our third break that is coming into play here, and that is our cue. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Inspired Living with Mark and Kim as we talk about the Cherokee's perspective on life challenges when we return. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest, Cynthia Ruiz. You can learn more about her work and her background at cynthiamruiz.com. And you can find me at lovefirst.info. I'm Kim Thalkin. Of course, my partner, Mark Lanehart. He can be found at marklanehart.com. Cynthia, before we went to break, we were talking about, I was curious to hear how the Cherokees, what wisdom they have around how to navigate your way through life challenges, or what the correct perspective is to have them when we have them. Anything along those lines?
Well, let me go back to the Cherokees before the Europeans came to this country. And at that time, again, sure, everything was centered around harmony and balance. And the Cherokees actually had two forms of government, a white government during peaceful times and a red government or red council during war times. But something that's very interesting and we may not understand today, we actually had something called blood law. Now, what blood law means is that everything was based on your clan. Your family was your clan, and it was a matriarchal society, so everything, your clan was based on your mom's family. So what blood law meant is that if somebody from one clan killed somebody else from another clan, then blood law allowed the second clan to retaliate and kill somebody from that clan. I know it sounds crazy to us today, but again, the goal was harmony and balance. Now, in 1827, it was outlawed.
That's one way to do it. I guess that's one way to do it.
And I'm not, you know, and again, today we might think that that was crazy, but that's what they believe to restore that balance. Mm. So again, everything is always geared towards harmony and balance and being at one with Mother Nature and the universe.
And I guess that applies to an eye for an eye too, right? Same concept,
exactly.
If you think about it.
Right.
So, and if you do onto others, then it comes back to you. So that brings about more harmony and balance and peace as well. So Cynthia, real quick, I just kind of just the gold nugget of the show. What do you want the reader to take away from reading this book?
Well, I want them to realize that when they are in situations where they have to make the tough decision in whatever leadership role they're in, is use your values as your guidepost. For me, when at one point I was in charge of 5,000 people, I was running a department, and I was making difficult decisions every day. So I realized if I made the difficult decisions from my core values, I would never make a bad decision for me, and I could sleep at night. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody was happy with my decision, but, you know, using your values as your guidepost when you're a leader, to me, makes sense, and that's what I want people to understand. And like we already talked about, doesn't matter what type of leadership role you're in, family, social, work, whatever, you know, use your values as your guidepost.
I like that. And how can listeners get this book? Where can they contact you? Where can they find this book?
Yeah, so the book, I have both books. My first book, Finding Sane Relationships in a Crazy World, and Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons for Becoming a Powerful Leader. Both of them are in Kindle and paperback version on Amazon.com. And I love people and I love connecting with people. So if anybody wants to join my tribe, they can come to my website. And it's my name, Cynthia, CynthiaM Ruiz.com. And they can sign up to be part of my tribe. And I just want to say that I am all over social media and I love working with people. And I just really am appreciative for the work that you guys do to have the Inspired Living Show to get that positive message out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we love doing that. And it's Cynthia M. Ruiz is the M for Marie. What's the M stand for?
It is. And the reason I started using my middle initial is a few years back, I Googled my name. And I'm like, oh, my God, some woman in prison in Texas came up. And I'm like, oh, I got to start using my middle initial.
look at me using my psychic abilities through the middle name. Just so our listeners knew that it was the letter M as in Marie when they're searching you out. I also like to ask our guests, I don't think you knew this was coming, but I like to ask of you, who inspires you? Who are the people that inspire you, and what book are you currently reading?
So who inspires me is a woman leader that we had in the Cherokee Nation. Her name was Wilma Mankiller. And don't hold her name against her, Mankiller. But she was the first and only female to be chief of the Cherokee Nation. Now, since she's made her transition, but I just have so much respect for what she brought to the Cherokee people and the compassion and wisdom. And since then, we have not had a female leader, but she's somebody that inspired me. And the book that I'm reading today, it's a reread because I've read it before, is The Autobiography of a Yogi by Yogananda.
So
I'm revisiting that.
Know the book well. Yeah, so a lot of conversations on meditation. And would you say that meditation is really what has changed your life to put you on this? I know it has for me, the power of meditation and going within. Would you say that's a fair assessment on why you wrote the book and your pathway and the work that you do today?
Absolutely. But one thing I want to convey to your inspired listeners, meditation did not come easy for me. So if you're struggling with the meditation, that's okay. It's a process. It took me many years, but, you know, it's okay. And I started off only being able to do 5 minutes, and then I took classes. I took guided meditations. And then a year and a half ago, I actually spent a week with Deepak Chopra, and we were meditating up to 3 hours a day, which I didn't ever think I would be able to get there, but I'm very grateful. So, yes, meditation has changed my life, but I don't want your listeners to be hard on themselves if it doesn't come easy.
Yeah, and that's a great point to talk about, because I always instruct that to my clients as well, that it's a journey, it's a process, it's one day at a time. Have a lot of patience with yourself when it comes to meditation, and there are many different modalities of meditation. So search out what is right for you when it comes to meditation. You know, a lot of people think that you have to get in a certain pose and hold that pose for, you know, 3 hours like you're talking about, but it's something that you build up to over time. And I imagine, you know, sitting with Deepak for 3 hours, it probably went by in a flash. Those 3 hours turn into 3 minutes when you get very, you know, concise and practice meditation. The time just flies by, and it just shows you kind of what you're saying earlier in the show, that time really is an illusion, and we're the only species that measures our life by time. And when you meditate, that time ceases to change things.
Right, but yeah, meditation is part of my spiritual practice.
I have a question for you, Cynthia. What do the Indians, Native Americans, do to connect to all that is? Or what practice do they have to connect?
As far as I know, that meditation was not a practice that they did, but they just lived it. It was part of their life. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lived in nature, and they walked in nature, and they, you know, it was just part of who they were.
Yeah, I was going to say nature's got to be a big part of that, just looking at the signs of nature.
Yeah, and you know, experiencing the waters of the river and the trees, and we're just all encompassing of who they were. And that's exactly why you pray in the four directions, because you're acknowledging, you know, the directions and everything around you.
Yeah, makes sense to me. That's why I think it's important to get out. And you two can come up to the Pacific Northwest and go hiking with me. I'll come down to L.A. or out to Virginia to hike with you guys. I think if people got out more in nature and didn't be so disconnected from nature and community, we would have a lot more peaceful planet, more balanced community, even without meditating.
Well, you know, you can do Cynthia, walking meditation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't have to get up in the mountains of nature. You can just go out and literally just touch a tree, pick a flower, get in your garden. Like I said, there's a lot of different ways to interact with nature and also to meditate. But just one more time, as we start to wrap up the show, I just want to thank you so much for being an awesome guest today. I know our inspired listeners all around the world love this stuff. And one last time, where can they find you, and how can they get this awesome book about Cherokee wisdom?
My website is my name, Cynthia, CynthiaMRUIZ.com. Both of my books are on Amazon.com. And Mark and Kim, you guys are amazing, and I really appreciate this time together.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your kind words, and thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today.
Yeah, thank you. And hopefully one day I can meet you in person, and I'll go sign up in your site so I can be part of your tribe, because I think it's important to be part of a soul tribe for sure.
Great.
So again, if you want to check out Cynthia's book, Cherokee Wisdom, 12 Lessons for Becoming a Powerful Leader, a Self-Help Principles Rooted in Native American traditions. Kim, what do you have anything coming up before we close the show out?
Well, I will be, I had a great time this last weekend at the Edgar Cayce Association reading as a reader at their fair, and I'm definitely going to be participating in more of those throughout the summer and into the fall months. So I'm looking forward to that, and that's right now where my focus is. So, and just really loving the work that I'm doing and the people that I'm getting to meet out here in Richmond and really all over Virginia. I've had some people drive for a couple hours to do some work together, and I've really appreciated that, really loved the welcome, reception that I've had out here in Virginia so far.
That's awesome. Yeah, people driving for hours to come work with you, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, that sounds wrong. I'm just saying I'm meeting people from all over the state that I really, really enjoyed. And to be honest, I don't know how many people are out here doing this work, so maybe that's why. But nonetheless, thank you to Virginians for your warm welcome.
Well, that's because you're doing awesome work. So next week, we're going to have Jill Willard talking about health and wellness. I hope that you'll join us next Wisdom Wednesday here on Inspired Living Radio. Till then, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.